Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, good morning. I hope everyone had a nice 4th of July. I just want to open up briefly on something. I would like to take a moment and highlight the challenges that the Erie County Auto Bureau faced over the past several months. A county clerk and the Auto Bureau's 100 employees have never been forced to perform a complete shutdown of their operations and then reopening a few months later. I'm proud to say with our appointment system, although it's not perfect, looking today, our average wait time for a person to come in to the Auto Bureau, begin the process and finish it right now is about 2 minutes and 34 seconds. Just to give you an example, at the South Gate on Friday, we had over 234 customers. The average wait time from start to finish was under 3 minutes. So the jokes about the Auto Bureau and saying that you're going to be there for hours, those are going to be done into the future. And unfortunately, it's COVID-19 that brought us to that. So I want to thank the employees of the Auto Bureau during the COVID-19 situation. We did nearly 13,000 curbside transactions. That was a transaction just like when you went to the grocery store. And we did that, we didn't have to do it. The facilities were closed. And in phase one, as I just stated, very successfully, our appointment system is working quite well. If you come to the Auto Bureau and you're ready, and you obviously make a reservation in the appointment, you're gonna have an excellent, excellent experience. The one thing I would like to say is people are showing up late sometimes. So if you can get there on time, we're trying to get everybody in and out. So I know what you're here today for is phase two. And over the break with COVID-19, we have received many phone calls from parents looking to have that rite of passage of getting their child their Class D, their permit, or maybe someone looking to get their motorcycle permit, or most importantly, as we know in this crisis, a CDL license. Many of our grocery stores, many of our public transportation hubs like NFTA, they need people to have that designation, to get that classification of a CDL driver's license. So we'll be beginning that on Wednesday by appointment only also. And the reason why this is very important is with the backup and the backlog of people waiting to get this appointment, we're anticipating nearly 1,000 people requesting appointments per week. So we have added a specific appointment system for people getting a Class D or a Class permit driver's license, someone who is getting their learner's permit. So you cannot go on the regular appointment system. There is a separate appointment system for people to get that permit system. And then what we are going to do with the CDLs, we actually have the appointment hotline that we've been using to take phone calls in for senior citizens and for people who do not have access to the internet. We've been taking nearly 400 calls a day, nearly 400 to 500 calls to make appointments on behalf of people. So we will be doing CDL permit appointments by phone call only. So as you could see, there could be some confusion, because if you're looking to make an appointment, there's one place where you can make an appointment. Obviously, we do not want to clog up the permit testing. We want to get the young people in and get them in to get their tests. They've been waiting, they've been studying. So that's phase two. They'll have a separate appointment system, and all it is a drop down. It's right next to it. And then on the third thing for a CDL, you will call. And you may ask yourself, well, why are we doing that? Why are we taking the CDL appointments by phone call only? And the reason why we're doing that is there's different components to the test. There's just not one component. So you can come in and take part one. Some people come in and take all the parts. So the state, as an agent of the state, we do not receive computers. People, we have to designate how many people are coming in because of the numbers of computers that we have. But we are going to be going back to paper for those young people doing their permit test. So these are rules that have been promulgated by the New York State DMV. We're following those rules, and in your packet, you have all of the information. And in addition to that, I listed everything that all the transactions that will be available going forward. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions or concerns.
When does that go into effect?
Thank you. It's a very good question. So even though right now we are live, if you are watching this at home, you can make an appointment now for your CDL or your Class D license. We will start taking those appointments on Wednesday, July 8th. So this Wednesday, July 8th, we're giving people a couple days in order to make those appointments. Scotty, how you doing, bud?
How much of a backlog again are you expecting for learner's permits?
Well, we can handle about 1,000 appointments a week, but as you know, with COVID-19, you know, the young people, they've been off from school, and they've been studying very hard. We're getting phone calls every day from people asking, when are we going to be able to do this? And the other thing that people have to understand is that as part of the permit process for our young people, there's a 5-hour course. So I know many of the different companies that provide that 5-hour course may or may not be open at this point in time. So I think what parents want to do is they want to get their young people on the road. They want to get them maybe in a parking lot, getting them excited about learning the rules. So the first step obviously is taking that permit test, and that will be available come Wednesday. If you do not get an appointment on Wednesday, rest assured, there's appointments on Thursday, there's appointments on Friday, there's appointments on Saturday. So I know people have been clamoring for this, but the reason why we've been waiting on this, one, first, we had to file compliance from the state DMV, the state audit bureaus, and that's very important. We've got a great relationship with them. But number two, we have to take care of our current drivers. And as I stated, people are gonna be very shocked that when they come into the audit bureau, they're literally going to be there, if they're prepared, minutes. And as I said, you know, I'll be doing something in the future with our new technology and our new software, where people are coming in and we're averaging 2 to 3 minutes for people to come out of the audit bureau. So, you know, Mike, all those jokes are gonna be gone in the future. I don't know what they're gonna make fun of. They'll probably make fun of me, but the, you know, one way or the other, those jokes of getting good service at the audit bureau will be probably done and complete.
Have you heard from any local companies about an increased demand for truck operators? Do you expect to see
them over the CDL? Yes, and we do know that with COVID-19, that one, NFTA is always looking for bus drivers. If you're looking for public transportation, they're always looking for good people. And of course, the CDL test is always in demand at the DMV. So yes, we're anticipating people, but there's different parts to it. So if you come in and you take the first part, you may be comfortable, and then you can move on to the second part. Some people want to take it all at once. Yeah, we will not have walk-ins in 2020. It's just not going to happen. So we will continue to use the appointment system going through. We are all anticipating and preparing for a second wave, even though in Erie County we are in phase four, but we have to be prepared. I know the Commissioner of Health is very concerned going forward in November, so I'd rather be proactive. So we will not have walk-ins. So if you do come to an audit bureau, and you know, we've been trying to be as convenient as possible, and I've had my staff make appointments for people later in the day or later in the week. But yes, we will continue with the appointment system. And this is something when I became the clerk, you know, we had, you know, the mission statement of ready, reserve, renew. And we've already been preparing through the reservation system. So what I've said is, you know, the reservation system isn't new to the audit bureau, it's new to the public. So the public, especially our senior citizens, they may not have access to a computer. We've been working very hard of taking those appointments, nearly 400 to 500 appointments a day. That's something I don't think that, you know, has ever been done prior to this. And we're continuing to do our best to serve our customers. And as I stated, nearly 13,000 curbside transactions. If we wouldn't have done that, the backup would be 5-6 months to get an appointment. So we've been very proactive, and the staff has been excellent. They've been really cooperative, and they've been on the front lines. And finally, I want to say is we're up to date on our dealer work. Many people don't know, you know, we do all the transactions, the registrations for new cars. Many of the dealers had record months, and we've been able to maintain that. And for our county, we know that, you know, we're in a crisis, our fiscal crisis, like many municipalities. The number one sales tax revenue is new cars. So we've been able to work with our partners, our car dealers, to make sure that those deals are done smoothly. And we did that all through COVID-19. There was not a break in service for those car dealers. So that was important to them as they continue to be an important revenue generator for the County of Erie. Correct. And the number to call for CDL is 858-7450. And as I stated, some people, it's in parts, they want to do the first half hour, they may want to take the whole thing. So we want to be cooperative. We only have so many computers that are allocated to us from the state. But as I stated, you need to make that appointment, that specific appointment for the learner's permit with that specific reservation system. And that's going to be very, very important, because we don't want to be blocking off two people. And that's why, this is how we've been able to handle many of the appointments. And it's worked out well. If people follow the system, they're going to have a great, great experience.
Are you going to be accepting that of all the DMVs around the county, or around the county, all the DMVs?
That's a good question. I think he's working for me. Him and I are working for, it's a great question. So, we don't have all of our locations open. As you know, 92 Franklin, downtown, we're open. Our Southgate location is open. Our Sheridan Plaza location is open. And our Cheektowaga Depew location is open. So we have four of our main locations open. So make sure that you're on there. We're working on our other locations in the future. But those are our four locations that are open.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.